We are learning the Siche for Chelek Yud Beis, Parshas Emor. A fascinating Siche. We're similar to some of the Siches we've had the last couple of weeks. This is a fusion of Chassidus and Nigla, where the topic in Nigla is illuminated by the explanation according to Chassidus, and it brings together a much deeper understanding of this medrash that we and the medrash of the Gemara that we bring in the Sicha. So the Sicha is about Sfiras HaOmer, because in this week's Parsha it tells us the mitzvah of counting the Omer. So it says like this: Ala pasuk usfartam lachem imachras haShabbos veGeimar sheva Shabbos is tmimis tiyano. The pasuk says you should count from the day after Shabbos, which, as we know, means the day after the first day of Pesach. Machras HaShabbos means Machras Yom Tov. And Tezayin Nisan, we start counting the Omer. And from that point, Sheva Shabbos is Tmimus Tiyana, we count 7 complete weeks. And then the next day, the 50th day, is the day of Shavuos. Isse B'Medrash, the Medrash says in Keheles Rabba, Tani Rebchia, Bchia learned, Bchia taught, Ksiv, it says Sheva Shabbos is Tmimus Tiyana, the Pasuk says that it should be 7 complete weeks. When are they complete? Bizman she'ein Yeshua v'shachniyah b'neihem. In a time when you don't have Yeshua and Shachniyah in between them. What does this mean? Pirish Matnis Kuhuna b'shem Rekeach. Matnis Kuhuna explains the name of the Rekeach. It says like this: K'shebarosh Chedesh Nisan b'Shabbos, if Rosh Chedesh Nisan is on Shabbos, Yavi Pesach b'Shabbos, then the first day of Pesach, Tezvav Nisan is on Shabbos. The Yaschilu Bisfer B'Metzoy Shabbos, and then Metzoy Shabbos is early Tezayin Nisan. That's when we'll start counting Sfiras HaOmer. V'ozhein HaShabbos is Tmimus K'sheis Yimei Bereishis. Then Sunday is the first day of Sfira. Shabbos is the 7th day of Sfira. Sunday, the 8th day of Sfira. Shabbos, the 14th day of Sfira, which means that the week of Sfira follows the same week as the days of the week, Sunday through Shabbos. That's what it means. When is it Tmimus? According to Rebbe Chiya, when the Sfira Sa'omer follows the days of the week, Sunday through Shabbos. Mashakasuv Bezman She'en Yeshua V'Shachniya B'Neihem L'Simin Nakat. And this reference to Yeshua and Shachniya is a simin. Ki Kishachol Pesach B'Shabbos Azayah Mishmaris Yeshua V'Shachniya Li'avdu B'Beis HaMikdash Min Pesach La'atzeres. Because when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, then Yeshua and Shachniyah, which are names of Mishmaris, names of families that were the shifts, part of the 24 Mishmaris that work in the Beis HaMikdash, these Mishmaris did not work between Pesach and Shavuos. In very short, Yeshua and Shachniyah were number 9 and number 10 in the order of Mishmaris. The Mishmaris would begin on the Shabbos of or the Shabbos before Rish Chedesh Nisan. So, and the week of Pesach, there was no specific mishmar. It was a week that all the mishmaris were able to do the work in the Beis Hamikdash. So, if Shabbos is on Shabbos, then that Shabbos, which is that first week, going from that Shabbos till the next Friday, is the first mishmar. The next one is the second mishmar, which is the second Shabbos. The next week is Pesach, so there's no Mishmar. Then there's 6 more weeks of between Pesach and Shavuos is the next 6 Mishmaros. Yeshua is number 9, is already serving the week after Shavuos, because Shavuos is on Shabbos. And it's the following week that Yeshua serves. So Yeshua and Shachniyah are after Shavuos. If Pesach is the middle of the week, which means that Chedesh is the middle of the week, then the first Mishmar began half a week before the Shchedesh. Let's say Shchedesh is Tuesday. So the first Mishmar began a half a week before the Shchedesh. Then you have a second Mishmar, which comes in the half a week after the Shchedesh. Then another Mishmar that comes in another week later. So you already have 3 Mishmaris working before, or for the 2.5 weeks before Pesach. And then you have 6 mishmaris that come after Pesach. That's already 9. And if they worked during the week of Pesach, then you already have 10. So Yeshua and Shachniah are between Pesach and Shavuos, or at least Shachniah starts before Shavuos. And Yeshua and Shachniah will be after Shavuos. So in other words, in short, if Pesach is on Shabbos, Yeshua and Shachniah are after Shavuos. And if Pesach is on the middle of the week, Yeshua and Shachniah are before Shavuos. Either way, the simon that this medrash gives is that when do we really call it tmimos? When is it really complete? When your Pesach is on Shabbos and the days of the Omer are being counted from Sunday through Shabbos. This raises two questions. Tzarech lahavin. Question number one: Pirush hakasa b'machras Shabbos ilachol adayis. All the Chachamim agree that Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after Yantif, the day after the first day of Pesach, and not Mimachras Shabbos Bereshis, which would mean a Shabbos of the week. Even if Pesach falls out on any of the other days of the week, in the time of the Chachamim, the Baitusim, which were a group of people that followed the Torah literally, similar to the Tzedukim, they timed that Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after Shabbos, Sunday. So if Pesach is on Tuesday, you would wait a few days till Shabbos, and then the Sunday is when you would start counting Sfiras HaOmer. And the Chachamim argued with them and said that according to our understanding, according to Torah Sheba'al Peh, Mimachras HaShabbos means Mimachras Yontif, the day after Pesach, which would be Tezayin Nisan, regardless of what day of the week it is. And that's when we count Sfira. And because of that, when they did this, the cutting of the Emer, they would announce it, Magalzeh, they would announce everything three times in order to make sure that everybody knows that they're doing the Karban HaOmer on that day, and they're not doing like the Baitusim. But all the Chachamim agree that Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after Pesach. Umizem muvan. Shabbos tekev la'achar ezeh sheva Shabbos es tmimos. When it says right after that in the Pasuk to count 7 complete weeks, pirushei sheva shavuos shleimos b'minyanam u'bemes les. It means counting 7 weeks by counting every single day. That each you count each 24-hour period, and you get to 49, you have 7 complete weeks. U'kamayim erazal emesai. As Chazal tell us, where do you find 7 complete weeks? When you start counting in the evening, if you start counting every single night, that you count the Omer for the next day, then you have a complete misles, then you have 7 complete weeks. So the question is, how is it possible to the Medrash to tell us that it's only tmimos when the kviyas of Sefira starts on Sunday, on Mitzvah Shabbos? In other words, tmimos is something that can happen every year. It doesn't anywhere say in the Torah that tmimos is just in certain years. And when the in other places Chachamim have referred to the fact that tmimos means when you count every single day, and the pasuk says Mimachras HaShabbos Tispiru Chamishu Sheva Shabbos Tmimos Tiyana. So why is the Medrash telling us that you can only have tmimos if Pesach is on Shabbos and Sfiras Omer starts on Sunday? The Eitumua and the second question. Im Kavanos Hashem Medrash Lasberg V'Anirik Kipshute. And if the second question is, even if you're going to tell me that I'm wrong, and the Medrash is telling me that it's not always tmimos, you only have tmimos when you start counting on Sunday, so that you have the 7 days of each week of the Sfira in the order of the days of the week. It should have been said clearly, concisely, and understood to everyone. Bizman shechol Pesach v'Shabbos. It should have said that when is it tmimos? When Pesach falls on Shabbos, v'kayetze b'zeh, or similar like that, to say when you start counting on Sunday, when you start counting on Mitzvah Shabbos, say it, go straight to the point. U'mat tzeirich b'simen. Why does he have to say it with a simen and not say it directly? V'lomo l'ashmeinu zeh le'simen kazeh. And even if you're going to be telling me a simen, Why use this type of simon bisman shein Yeshua v'shachni b'neihem hamuva rak la'achri yediyah seder mishmaris? Something, a kind of simon that would only be known to someone who knows the order of the mishmaris, which family came when. Number one, number two, number three, and the fact that Yeshua and Shachni were number 9 and number 10. V'sheniskinu al dishmul v'david, kamma v'kamma deiris l'achre haschalas kimitzas erisayimer. And this order, the order of 21 mishmarais, was not established in the time of Moshe. It was established in the time of Shmuel and later in the time of David. I think Shmuel established, in the time of Moshe they had 8, in the time of Shmuel they had 16, in the time of David they had 24. So Yeshua and Shachni doesn't happen until much, much later, to the actual, when the actual Beis HaMikdash was built, not in Mamish, but in the time of David HaMelech, which is many deiris after the mitzvah of Sfir Zema was written in the Torah. So our two questions are, number one, how can we understand that Tmimos is only when Pesach falls on Shabbos? L'cheder, there should be a concept of Tmimos every single year if you counted all 49 days of Sfira. Question two is, why, if this is the Pshat, why doesn't they tell it to me clearly? Why did they tell it to me Ayidei Simen? And even if he needs a Simen, why did he choose a Simen that is sort of ambiguous, sort of unclear to someone who doesn't know the Seder HaMishmaris? Now we're going to his base, and therefore we must come to the conclusion. Therefore we must say that when the Medrash says, when is Sfiris Ha'emer Shtmimois, when you start counting on Sunday, he doesn't mean the simple meaning of Tmimois. Because you can get the basic understanding of Tmimus, you could reach any time you count all the days of Sfirim. When the Medrash says Amos in Tmimus, the Medrash is referring to a deeper pshat, a remez. Something that is not the basic understanding, but is something that is alluded to in the pasuk. And you're counting the days of Sfira according to the order of Sheishas Mibreishis, meaning to say the days of the week. Hari Oz, Hashem, Hashabas, the Sfira Seimer in Tmimis, Gab Pnimis in Yonam. Then you have a secondary Mila, a deeper Mila, that you have Tmimis also be Pnimis. Not just Tmimis Kipshute, because you counted all the 49 days and you did it in the right time, and therefore you have 7 complete weeks, but you also have it on a Pnimis level, meaning on a deeper level. Which is an additional advantage to the tmimis that you have in a regular year. And this is why the Medrash says it with a simen and doesn't say it explicitly, when is the tmimis, when Pesach falls on Shabbos. If the Medrash would have said it directly, without a remez, without a simen, would have said it directly, I would have misunderstood and said that the only time you have tmimos is when you have Pesach and Shabbos and Sfira starting on Sunday. And that's why he tells me to a simen, because by avoiding to say it explicitly, it is hinting to me shezeh mashatela inyan tmimos ba'kviyas to Pesach eine b'chalapratim, to tell me that which is connecting the idea of tmimos with the kviyas of Pesach, with when Pesach falls out, is not tmimos in all of the details. Because tmimos in a literal sense occurs every single year. Well, could occur every single year. But when you don't have Yeshua v'shachni b'neihem, which means when Pesach does fall out on Shabbos, then you have another element within Tmimais. So we've answered both questions, at least the first level of them. The first question was, what's Pshat? It's only Tmimais when Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So we said, no, it doesn't mean literally that way. It means that the higher level, the deeper level of Tmimais occurs when Pesach is on Shabbos. And we also answer the question why he brings a simen, because he wants to let us know that he doesn't mean tmimis kipshutei. Tmimis kipshutei could happen, which means literally tmimis could happen every year. But the deeper tmimis, that happens only when Yeshua and Shachni are not serving between Pesach and Shavuos, and he says it as a simen to tell me that it's referring to the deeper level of tmimis, not the basic level of tmimis. We still have to understand what is this deeper level of tmimis. What is different about counting Sfira when Sunday, when Sfira starts on Sunday, and in a year when Sfira starts on any other day, and for that we're going to continue in the Sicha. Reis Gimel. V'hinei. Medrash Rabba Parsha Seinu. So this medrash that we learned up until here about the Bizman Shein Yeshua V'Shachni Abeneim, that was from Kehelas Rabba. Then we have a medrash in Bamidbar Rabba, and we find that Metzino Ezrai Vayikra Rabba Metzino Oid Inyi B'Tmimis. When this medrash has another concept with regards to Tmimis, Tanya Lepchia, and I believe he brings in the Ha'ara 17 to point out that it's both the same Lepchia. The same Tana that said the previous thing about Tmimais and this one about Tmimais, so therefore as we're going to see, they must be connected. Reb Chiya says, Sheva Shabbos is Tmimais, to the end of the Pasuk says, there should be 7 complete weeks, Emosayin Tmimais, Bizman She Yisrael Eisin Detzein Shomak. When is a Tmimais? In a time when Yidden fulfill the Ratzon of the Eibishter, the will of Hashem. That these two passages of the Medrash, the one Medrash that says the one is in Tmimais, when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and the other Medrash that says when is it in Tmimais, when the Yidden do fulfill its initial Makayim, these two Medrashim are connected. That advantage that you get that the weeks are considered tmimos, and tmimos bepnimiyus ayinyanim, like we said in the previous ice, that happens in a year when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and the counting of the Emir goes from Sunday till Shabbos every week. In the days of Sfira are consistent with the days of the week. You can reach the same concept of tmimis, the same level of tmimis, gam ba'ashanim shechol Pesach v'mitzvah Shabbos, even in those years where Pesach falls out in the middle of the week, and therefore you don't have the counting of the sphere of the Omer according to the week Sunday through Shabbos, but you could still accomplish tmimis al yedei ha'aveidah de'isin etzeinu shel makom, through the aveidah of eisin etzeinu shel makom. And therefore, and since the tmimos could be accomplished through fulfilling the will of Hashem, had a move on this, therefore it is understood, it becomes obvious, Shabir Mahus Atmimois, Yuvan Al Yedei Akdamas Bir Inisinishumakim. So if you want to understand what does it mean tmimos? Because we said, you know, we said that the two levels of tmimis, the tmimis keeps your day, and there's tmimis, and the deeper level that happens on a year where you're counting from Sunday to Shabbos. So he said, what does tmimis mean? So he brought in another medrash, which says, tmimis, what is the tmimis? Bizman she stole Eastern Shinishal Makim. And the Tzemach Tzedek said that it you can get there in two ways, either through counting from Sunday to Shabbos, or through Eastern Shinishal Makim. So obviously, if I want to understand what tmimis means, I first have to understand what Eastern Shinishal Makim means, and then I'll understand how from Eastern Shinishal Makim I get to tmimis. So now let's do that. Let's try to understand what it means, Eisin Tzinishul Makim. That we will understand what our tmimis are. That we will understand what's the connection between the two, and why on a week, on a year, where you're counting that according to the days of the week, you have another layer, another element a deeper level of tmimos. Ois dalet. Isa b'gemara, the gemara says, "Tzeisha amar akasu v'yasafta digonecha v'gemar shenema v'parsha shniyah dekriyishme hu bizman she'ein Yisrael eisim sinish l'makim." It says in the parsha of Hayim Shemaya, "V'yasafta digonecha v'sireishcha v'yitzrecha," etc. Says the Gemara in Brachis, this is referring to a time that Yidden are ein eisin etzayin shlomakim. If you can look this up in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Hayam and Beis, wherever you see the pasuk v'safet digonecha, read a little bit further, because earlier in the Amid, the Gemara actually says that v'safet digonecha is talking about bezman sheyisrael eisin etzayin shlomakim, and Tesis addresses the stira. But a little further down in the Amid, the Gemara says over there that the fact that when the Yidden are in the Sinish Lomakim, then Melachta Nasis al Deachedim, and they don't need to go to the field and work the field because others will do their work for them. But when Yidden are not in the Sinish Lomakim, then they're not fulfilling the will of Hashem, then they have to do Melachta Nasis al Deatzman, they have to do their own Avodah. And Yosafta Deganecha, they have to go out into the field, or we, I should say, have to go out into the field and to gather our grains and so on and so forth. So that's what it says in the Gemara, the Vasavah de Ganecha is referring to a time when Ein Oisin Ritzoyin Shalmakum, when Yidden are not fulfilling the will of Hashem. V'lecheda Tamua. And this raises a question. Yosavah de Ganecha, Yabrev Tachas Abracha, Abba, Kitet Tzoyin Mashkosu, Leilmine. V'oyim Shmet Yishmol Mitzvei Sevi Gemar, Vasavah de Ganecha is coming, is a bracha. It's a promise of Hashem's bracha that is coming as a result for what it says earlier in this parsha. When it will be that you will listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem, and you're going to serve Hashem with all your heart and with all your soul. So the Yidden are serving Hashem. So what does it mean they're not doing the Sinish Shalmakim? They're listening to the Eibusher's mitzvahs. They're serving Hashem. So what do you mean they're not doing the will of Hashem? What could they be doing more? Before we look at the Torah, so this issue is discussed at length in Lekut Torah, and he explains like this: to explain this contradiction. On the one hand, the pasuk says "V'ha'yim shmei atishmu," etc., and the Gemara says "Ein oisin etzayin shalmakim." So Lekut Torah explains the beparsha zu hashniya lei nisker b'chol me'oidchem k'mo shekasu beparsha Shema. In the first parasha of Kriya Shema, it says, "V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol mo'idecha." But in the second parasha of Shema, it doesn't mention b'chol mo'idchem. It says b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshechem. Says the Maimon in Lekut Torah that a yeis that it's referring to as man when the Yidden are not using the b'chol mo'idchem to serve Hashem. Therefore, even though they're doing good and they're listening to the mitzvahs and they're serving Hashem, it's still not fully considered oisin etzayin shalmakim. And therefore, the Gemara says it's ein oisin etzayin shalmakim, because this is not the ultimate serving Hashem v'chol me'idecha. What is pshat? So to explain this concept that doing the will of Hashem can only be through the Ava of B'chol Me'idcha. So we have to explain two things, and now we're going to go into the understanding of certain ideas of Pichasidus. The first thing we have to understand is this concept of Makim and Ritzayin Shalmakim. And we're going to explain that Makim, Hashem being called Makim, it means the will of Hashem. But we're referring to Hashem as Makim. And there's other places, for example, Amakim Yenachem, where we refer to the Eibishter as Makim, which means place or space. So if we were to use the different levels of manifestation of the course of godliness in this world, when we say the Eibishter is Makim, we're referring to the Eibishter the way he comes down in a way that's limited by space, which would be Memalek Kol Almin. Memalek Kol Almin is the lower level of Gilui HaLikus in the world, or Chayas HaLiki into the world, and it is limited according to the confines of the Olam. The higher the Olam, the more Oyer. The lower the Olam, the less Oyer. As a matter of fact, in certain places in Chassidus, it says that not only in the Olam itself, but in every detail of the Olam, there's a Chayas HaLiki that is tailor-made to that specific item that is being Mechaya. And therefore, it's called Mamala Kalalman. It's the lower level of Olam. It's Mamala that it goes inside of the Olamis. And it is Mugbal. It is limited according to the Olamis. And that's why it's called Mokim, because it's the Eira Laki, the way it is limited by Mokim. On the other hand, when you speak about the Ratzin, Ratzin, as we know, is in a person, it refers to something that is beyond the specific Keiches Hagluyim of Seichel and Midis. It's beyond the expressions of either Seichel, intellect, or Midis, emotions. Ratzin is beyond that. Ratzin is not limited to the confines of a specific midah. So in Elikus, Ratzin refers to Elikus the way it's not confined to a specific makom. Namely, Seiv Kavalman. It's connected to the Olamos, but it's not limited by the Olamos. And he's going to say that Oysin Ritzayin Shalmakim, I'm jumping ahead of myself a little bit, but Oysin Ritzayin Shalmakim is the fusion of Eira Seviv and Eira Mamala, bringing down Eira Seviv into Eira Mamala, bringing it down into the Eira Mazeh, into the Makim. Let's see it inside, and then we're going to go to talk about B'chol Me'idecha. It's known the reason why is Eibishter called Makim, ki hu mekayim shalolam, because he is the Makim of the world. Makim, the name of Hashem, Makim, refers to a level of Elikus that could be called mekayim shalolam, that could be called the space of the world, that is limited by the space of Elam, of the world. Eidem Amalek Alamin, which is a reference to Eidem Amalek Alamin. Shemis Labesh Be'elam is a Mekbalim, which is embodied in the world, in the limited worlds, Begadim Makim, in the confines of space. Aval Ritzoy Neshul Makim. But Ritzoy Neshul Makim, when you say the Ratzin of Hashem, Koy Al Eirin Seif HaSeif of Kalalmin, Shalamayla Megadim Makim Shalalim, this refers to the level of Seif of Kalalmin, which is beyond being confined to the Makim, to the space of worlds. So, now, what do I want to do? I want to bring down Ratzin into Makim. I want to bring down Seviv Kol Alamin into Olam Hazeh, into this Olam, into the Olam HaMugbalim. So for that, I'm going to need B'chol Me'idecha. Me'oid, I don't know exactly how to translate it, but let's say the Me'oid means very. In English, you would say very. Like, Gadol Me'oid means very big. In other words, the word Me'oid is an adjective that describes something else and just makes it more intense. So you want to say something is good, you say Toiv Me'oid, very good. It's more intense than just plain Toiv. Me'oid intensifies whatever it's describing. So in a person, when you say Me'oid, you're saying with all his intensity, with as much intensity as he could muster. So in the first parasha of Krishna, when it says b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol me'idecha, he's saying a person has to serve Hashem not just b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, but even more than that, b'chol me'idecha, with as much intensity, with as much Me'oid, with as much power as he can. Why? Because he wants to bring down Eira Bli Gvul. And in order to bring down Eira Bli Gvul, you have to invest on a level of Bli Gvul. A person's avoida of the Midah Keneged Midah, a person's avoida has to be consistent with the Gilui that comes from it. So if a person is going to do a regular Aveda, a limited Aveda, then it's only going to bring down a limited Eir. If he wants to bring down Eir HaBligvul, then he has to invest his own Koyach HaBligvul, his Bechol Meidecha. When he invests his Bechol Meidecha, which is his Bligvul, on his level, then he could draw down the Eir HaBligvul into his life. And that's what he's going to say about Bechol Meidecha. If you want to draw down Eisin Etzayin Yishol Mokam, you want to draw down Eir HaSevev into Eir HaMemaleh, it's not enough for a person to do Bechol Vavchem Bechol Nafshechem, because if your Avoda is Mugbul, then it's not. Then you can't bring down Eir HaBligvul. Only when you do an Avoda of Bechol Meidecha, when your Avoda is Bligvul, only then could you bring down Eir HaSevev. So Dafke with Bechol Meidecha, then is Eisin Etzayin Yishol Mokam, then you could bring down Ratzon Sevev into Mokam, into Elamis. But in the second parasha of Krishna, when there's no Bechol Meidecha, there's no Aveda of Bligvul of the person, then there's no reciprocity, there's no reaction, milamaila of Eisin Etzayin Yishol Mokam, of bringing down Sevev Kolalmin into Elamis. Let's see it inside. And that's why the Aveda of Eisin Etzayin Yishol Mokam, which as we said in the previous paragraph, is drawing down Eir HaSevev into Elamis, is Dafka through Bechol Meidecha, ki kol Aveda upu'ula, laham shecha ermin lemayla, because any Aveda that's done from the person, that he wants to bring down an ermin lemayla, tzarech liyeis bedugma la'er anim shechal yada. The Aveda of the person has to reflect the oil that he wants to draw down through it. So therefore, in order to draw down the Ritzoyne Shel Makim, which is the Bligvul of above, save of Kalalmin, but it could only come if the person invests his own Bligvul, his Bechol Meidecha. Even though the Rasev of Kalalmin, which is David says Ratzon, is constantly affecting the worlds and giving them sustenance, Miyayin Liyesh, and giving them life. Hare Masha Meir Murgis Be'elam Ubchinis Eiram Amale. Ubchinis HaRatzon Eini Meir Begili Be'elam Kim Ubchinis Maki Ve'elam. Eir HaSevev Kol Almin is called Sevev Kol Almin because it's affecting the worlds. That's why it's Kol Almin. Nevertheless, as far as the Elamis are concerned, the what they're interacting with is Eir HaMemaleh, not Eir HaSevev. V'alidei Ava deBechol Meidecha Mamshichim Chinas HaRatzon Shiyeh Begilui Be'Elam, but through the Ava deBechol Meidecha, through the investment of his Bli Gvul, he is able to Mamshich that Ratzon, which is the Eir HaSevev Kol Almin, the Eir Shalamayla, Begeder Elumis, should be felt in this world. V'zeu adiyuk Eisin Etzayne Shel Mokim, and that's why we use the term Eisin Etzayne Shel Mokim. Shel Etzayne Yisbarach Eirin Seif Abligvul Shel Amayla Begeder Mokim Yor Begilui Gam Bechines Mokim. That in Mokim itself there should be a Gilui of the Eir that's Lamayla Mimokim. That's what it means Eisin Etzayne Shel Mokim. And like we said, that could only be done through the person investing his Koyach HaBligvul, his Bechol Meidecha. Yiseir Mizu in the parentheses. Not only are we drawing down Eir Shalamayla Mimokim into Mokim, but in addition to that, there's an even higher level, which is Mokim Orein Eino Min Hamida, Mokim Ulemayla Mimokim B'yachad Nina Hanim Nois. This is a very famous concept, but in case you need me to explain it, I'll mention it very briefly. It says in the Gemara, Mokim Aron Eini Min Amida, that the Aron was not part of the count. What does that mean? That means that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 10 Amis wide. The Aron was 2.5 Amis wide. Nevertheless, when you put the Aron in the middle of the Aron Kodesh, of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when you count it from the wall till the Aron, you'd get 10 Amis. When you count it from the other wall till the Odin, you would get another 10 Amis, and in which totals 20 Amis, which basically means that even though if you went from wall to wall, you got 20 Amis, and you got 20 Amis, and in the middle you have an Odin that if you measure it is 2.5 Amis, nevertheless, when you measure it from the wall to the Odin, when you measure it from the other wall to the Odin, it was as if the Odin wasn't even there. You got the full space of the Kodesh HaKadoshim even without counting the Odin. How is this possible? So scientifically, I don't know. And practically, I don't either know. But Chassidus explains that there was a fusion of a combination of Mokim and Lamayla Me'amokim. If you can measure. You can measure the Odin and it was 2.5 Amis. You could measure the walls from one wall to the other wall. And it all added up. And then it didn't add up. Because you had Mokim and you had Lamayla Me'amokim in one. In the Lashna Chassidus, it's called Nimna Nimnois, which means the impossibility of the impossibility. In other words, in our minds, either it's possible or it's impossible. That impossible should be impossible is something that's beyond our comprehension. That's called Nina Nimnois. Something that's the impossible that's impossible. Which means basically that we can't understand it, but in the physical space of this world, there was a fusion of space and beyond space in one space. So when we say Eisen Etzeinu Shel Mokraim, not only are we referring to the fact that we're drawing down the Maile Me'amokim in Mokraim, but the Mokraim retains its parameters even more. Mokraim Aronenim in Amida, that when we draw down this Eir properly, we actually take Mokraim away from its regular parameters because we fuse together Mokraim and Lamaile Me'amokim in one. So what we learned in Ois Dalet is we now understand what does it mean Ois in Etzoni Shel Mokim. Ois in Etzoni Shel Mokim means to draw down Eiram Eira Seiv of Kol Almin Eish LeMaylo MeElimus into Elimus, and the way we do that is through investing our Koyches Abli Gvulim, our infinite Koyches, into our Aveda, and then the reaction to that is the Eivishtes Keach Abligvul, Eir Abligvul, coming down into our Mokim. V'hinei. Hashaychus Am Yechedes Shalainya De Eisen Nitzene Shal Mokim L'mitzvah Sfidas Eimer. So how does this come back to Sfidas Eimer? What does it mean when we say that through Sfidas Eimer, Eimer Tzayin Tvimeis, Bizman Shei Yisrael Eisen Nitzene Shal Mokim, V'yad Shal Yod Edav Kinefeles Manas Atvimeis V'mitzvah Sfidas Eimer. So how does these two issues Eisen Tzene Shal Mokim and Sfidas Eimer combine? It goes like this. Ha'emer ha'yam Yisraelim, Michael Behemah. The Eimer, the carbon ha'emer, was made up of barley, which is Michael Behemah. The inyana shal Sfidas Eimer, and the inyana of Sfidas Eimer. Sfidas over here is emphasized, because Sfida normally means counting, but Sfida gamilosh and Evan Sapir. Sfida could also come from the words the shining stone, Zachus ubehiros, refinement and shine, clarity. So the idea, the avoda of Sfiras Ha'omer is the avoda of being mevarer or mezachach, refining and cleansing and purifying the nefesh abamis. Now, we find that Yitzias Mitzrayim, for example, it says le'al de malach ve'le'al de saraf. Only the Eivishter was able to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Why? Since Kibar HaChaam, they had to run away from Mitzrayim. Why? Because the Yidden were Shakua and Nemtashari Tumah. They were immersed in 49 levels of Tumah. They were one level away from what Chassidus would tell us would be total destruction. And therefore, the Eivishter had to grab them out in the last moment and they had to run out of Mitzrayim because they shouldn't fall into Sharanun, into the 50th and final level of Tumah. Why did they need the Eivishter, not a Malach, not a Saraf, not a Shliach? Because nobody else could take them out of this. They were so deeply immersed in Tumah that if any other element other than the Eivishter himself, Bechvoidu V'yatim, would try to pull them out, rather than getting them out, they would pull that element in. Nobody was safe. The only way to get the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, nothing was safe. The only way to get the Yidden out of Mitzrayim was the Eibus HaBechrei Deviatzmei. In other words, If we were to apply that to Avodas Adam, there are times that the Nefesh HaBamis is in such a state that if the Nefesh HaLikiz by itself comes to try to influence it or to work on it, the Nefesh HaLikiz gets drawn into the Nefesh HaBamis' world, and it doesn't affect a bit of a Zichuch Nefesh HaBamis. Therefore, the Nefesh HaLikiz needs a Kayach from a higher level than itself to hold it strong, to be able to give it the strength it needs to be mevada the Nefesh HaBamis, so that it should influence the Nefesh HaBamis and not be drawn in to the Nefesh HaBamis. That's what he says in the Sikha. V'akoyach lebiru zeh hu mibchinah shelamayla meishtalshlus. The koyach to be able to be mevada the Nefesh HaBamis v'meshach the Yimei HaSfira can only happen in through the kayach that comes from above from a level that's lemaila meishtalshlus. Uur bechassidus bepirush hakasuv v'sfartam lachem imachas haShabbos. Chassidus explains on the words v'sfartam lachem imachas haShabbos, you should count. It literally means starting the day after Shabbos. Chassidus says shehakayach al avodah shel birur nefesh habamis v'sfartam lachem, that the kayach for the avodah v'sfartam lachem, which is the birur nefesh habamis, he mimachas haShabbos. The kayach comes from mimachas haShabbos, from beyond Shabbos. We know, of course, that Shabbos is part of the cycle of the 7 days of the week, which is part of Seder Ha'Hishtalshlus. Mimachras HaShabbos refers to the eighth day, or the eighth level, that's beyond Shabbos. Basically, the Eid in Sav, Shalamaylam, is Seder Ha'Hishtalshlus. So the Chassidus says, you want to do a Sfatim Lechem, you need Mimachras HaShabbos. Now, let's not allow this Mimachras HaShabbos to confuse us with the complete weeks, because it's not connected. This Pshat Mimachras HaShabbos. This Pshat Mimachras HaShabbos is just trying to bring out the point that in order to successfully work on the Zichuch Ubirur of the Nefesh HaBamis, you need to go to a Bchina, to a level Shalamayla Mishtaslos. V'lochein, Shleimus HaAveda Desfiris Eimini Kesher Yisr Nitzin Shalmakim. So therefore, the completion of the Aveda Sfiris Eimer is when Yisr Nitzin Shalmakim. Hainu Amshachas Bechinas HaRatshin Shalamayla Meyishtaslos V'Agbala Dumakim. The Ad Bahamidis Nefesh HaBamis. When you're able to draw down the Ratzin, which is beyond the Shtashlus and beyond the worlds, and bring it down into Makim, into space, into the confines of physical space, and bring it down even into the Midas of the Nefesh HaBamis. So now Sfira Sa'imer and Eis Nitzin Shal Makim are totally intertwined. What does mean Eis Nitzin Shal Makim? To draw down Eir HaSeviv into Eir HaMamala, Eir HaBligvul into Gvul. What's that Sfira Sa'imer? To revive the Nefesh HaBamis, how do you do that? By being Mamshech HaKeach Shalom Ha'ilam Yishtal Shalos into the Midas of the Nefesh HaBamis. So Eis Nitzin Shal Makim and Sfira Sa'imer work hand in hand. Now let's go to Tmimois. In other words, we understand what Eis Nitzin Shel Makim means. We understand what Sfira Sa'imer is all about and the connection between Eis Nitzin Shel Makim and Sfira Sa'imer. Now let's take it over to Tmimois and the fact that it says in the Keilas Rabbah that Tmimois is dependent on the Kvius of when you're counting Omer, and when you're counting the Omer from Sunday to Shabbos, then you have Tmimos. Because on all you've been coming to Medrash, Sheinian Tmimos is Sfiras Omer, Ukash Yimei HaSfidim, Be'aseidah Dimei Bereishis. So based on this, we'll also understand what the Medrash says, that when do you get Tmimos? When the days of Sfira are in the order of the days of the week. Hinei. And here he's going to tell us something. He's going to introduce this idea that the days of the week are different than the days of the month or the months or the year. And because of that, the days of the week are unique and they lend a different significance to Omer. And let's see what he means over here. Time could be divided into three patterns. Yimei HaShavua, days of the week, Yimei HaChedesh, days of the months, Yimei HaShana, and days of the year. Omnam yesh chiluk bein hekif hayamim shel shavua ubein hekif shel Yimei HaChedesh vaHaShana. There's going to be a difference, a strong difference between the cycle of weekdays and the cycle of months or of days of the months or days of the years. In other words, we're dividing days of the week in one category and days of the month and months and days of the year in a second category. And for two differentiations. Aleph. Days of the months and days of the year are different one from another. Every day is different in a very obvious way, even on a very physical, practical sense. What makes a month? The cycle of the moon Now in the beginning of the month, the moon is a dot. Then the moon waxes every day until the middle of the week of the month. The moon is in a state of completion of fullness. And then the second half of the month, the moon wanes until the end of the month. The moon disappears. So every day is different. Aleph, the moon is one dot. Beis, the moon is a little bit more. Gimel, it's more. Your dalet is rav, it's almost full. It's full. Tezayin, yedzayin, it gets a little smaller. Chavtes, lamed, it's once again a dot or nothing. B'me'ashana. When you're talking about the days of the year, besides the fact that throughout the year itself has different seasons, you know, the winter, the summer, the spring, the fall, etc. Again, what is the year? Just like a month is made up of, is based on the cycle of the moon, a year is based on seasons. As a matter of fact, shana, the word shana means changing, because it contains all the changes of season, of the seasons. But so every day, in the beginning of Tkufas Tammuz, it's very, very hot. In the end of Tkufas Tammuz, it's not so hot anymore because the days are getting cooler and cooler, or warmer and warmer. Every season, it's not just for 3 months a year, you have the exact same temperature every single day. It constantly changes. So if a year is made up of seasons, the seasons are changing gradually, day by day. So sign the month and sign the year, every day is different. But if you're looking at the days of the week, spiritually you have Shabbos, you do have differences, but practically, physically, there's no difference between Monday and Tuesday. In other words, as a week, Monday might be a little shorter than Tuesday, but that has nothing to do with the week. That has to do with the seasons, or that has to do with the moon. But looking at it from the perspective of 7 days of a week, you don't see any difference between Tuesday or Wednesday, between this day and that day. So in other words, differentiation number one is that in the month and in the years, every day is different. In the week, every day is the same. In general, when you look at the week as a whole, or the month and the year as a whole, hukva minyan siduri b'chadashim v'shanim, months and years have a patterned, ordered set of numbers. Ha'alef, ha'beis, tavshin samach, tavshin samach alef, tavshin samach beis, even the months, you have the first month, the second month, the third month. Mashenki b'shvuos, but in weeks. You don't have, this week is not called the fourth week, and the next week the fifth week. It's parsha this, parsha that, however you refer to the week. There's no numbers, organized, patterned numbers for weeks. So months and years have numbers, have a pattern, or I don't know the word is pattern, or the word is an organized system of numbers, and weeks do not. In short, weeks seem to be very consistently the same, and months and years seem to be constantly evolving and changing. The habir, why is that? Every year is different in the spiritual chayis that comes down into the world, that sustains the world. Every Rosh Hashanah, a new chayis comes down, a new vitality comes down into the world that is different than the chayis that was there the previous year. So every year is different. Every year is different chayis. Within each year, the months of the year, every chedesh, there is a new chayis that comes down for that month, and every month is more, it's different. It's constantly changing. So every month is different, and every year is different. When it comes to the week, the chayis of this week and the chayis of last week or the chayis of next week, it's all the same thing. And therefore, every week, we count the same Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in the days of the week. Even though from the creation of the world till now, there are tens, thousands and tens of thousands of days. We don't count them differently. Day number 10,001, day number 10,002. Because it's the same 7 days, it's the same cycle, it's repeating itself again and again. So there's a very great emphasis here that in the days of the week, everything is consistent. And in the days of the months and the years, there's constant change. And this difference between the days of the months and the years versus the days of the week also is expressed, is seen in the number of days. When it comes to the months, some months of 29 days, some months of 30 days, but you don't have a set number of days for each month. Also in a year, in the year, there's three different patterns. If Chesvin and Kislev both have 29 days, it's called Chaseda. If Chesvin has 30 days, has 29 days, and Kislev has 30 days, then it's called Kisidra. And if they both have 30 days, it's called Shlema. But again, there would be a difference in the number of days. And then you have a Shana Pshuta, Shana Muberes. On top of that, you could have another 29 days in extra Hebrew year, so 30 days. So there's five different configurations that would tell you how many days the year. Some years have 383 days, and some years have our communion shana, 355 or 354, even if it's a chaseda. So difference of 30 days, 29 days. So we find that even in the numbers, every single week is 7 days. I remember hearing from Rabbi Shapiro, Rabbi Label Shapiro from Miami, when I was in yeshiva. I remember him telling us once that in Russia, when they were introducing communism and they were trying to get rid of the religions, they tried to change the week to a week of 5 days. That way, by Yidden we have Shabbos. Other religions have their day of rest on other days of the week. But each religion had a cycle of 7 days, which ended with their day of rest. So in order to abolish religion, they tried to make a week of 5 days, also 5, 10, 15, 20. It's much easier. The times table was much easier than seven. And it didn't work. It didn't stick. Rabbi Shapiro explained at the time that basically the world was created in 7 days because the cycle of the number seven is the foundation of creation. And therefore, you couldn't play around with the days of the week. You could play with the months, you could play with the years, but you can't play around with the days of the week, because the yisoid of Bria Sa'ilam is that the 7 days of the week are consistent with the seven midos, are consistent with the seven masa, and the shital fishnin. It's all related one to another. So in short, in Ois Vav, we learned that when it comes to days of the week, there is a strong sense of consistency. We don't count 1 week after another week. There's the exact same amount of days every single week, and every single day is similar to the day before it. There's no difference between the days. Masha Einkein, when it comes to months and years, they have different numbers, and they have every year is different than the next year, and even the days within the months and years, every day is different than the other day. So this is very important, that when it comes to the days of the week, there's a certain sense of consistency and sameness, if that's a word, that you have bimei hashavua. Zeh u gam hatam, and this is going to now explain to us the concept of tmimus. This explains why, when you're talking about a year where Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and the days of the Sfira are following the days of the week, Sunday through Shabbos, this brings down the Tmimais automatically. That which in other years you need to have Eisen 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 Shalmakim in order to have Tmimais. And this is why. We explained previously in Siv Dalet that the idea of Eisen Eisen Eishel Mokayim is to draw down the Ratzin, which is the Rabligvul, the infinite Oir, that's beyond Eilamais, that's beyond being confined to Mokayim, drawing it down into the confines of Mokayim. And when the days of Sfira are consistent with the days of the week, then the days of Sfira contain inherently this fusion of Ratzon and Makim, Bli Gvul and Gvul. Because also in the days of the week you have the same combination of gvul and bli gvul, infinite, infinity, and finiteness. Time, regardless of what time you're talking about, even days of the week, time by definition is dividable. Past, present, future. That's what time is. The whole idea of time is that everything is constantly moving. So on the one hand, time is dividable. It's changeable. Nevertheless, we just explained in the Zvav that the days of the week have a certain consistency to them, that they are beyond change. Unlike the days of the months of the year that are constantly changing, the days of the week don't change. So on the one hand, because it's considered time, there is a certain sense of evolving, of changing. On the other hand, there's a certain sense of consistency and not changing in the days of the week. So the days of the week have l'mayla me'ischalkus and ischalkus, which is consistent with the idea of l'mayla me'agvul. L'mayla me'elam is bli gvul and gvul. V'lochein. Therefore, when the days of Sfira begin from Sunday, then the order of the days of Sfira are in the same order of the days of the week, the way they were created in Chases Mebreshes. Hari Oisa Atmimois, Hachibur de Gvulu Bligvul, Sheyeshna be Mebreshes, this completion that Gvul and Bligvul have. Sorry, this completion that the days of the week have, that they contain both Gvul and Bli Gvul, it gives also to the days of Sfira. That also in the days of Sfira also have this concept of Tmimais, also have this fusion of Gvul and Bli Gvul. In other years, you would need to rely on the avodah of the Yidin, where they're being mevadeh the nefesh habamis, and they're being mamshech the oir, the koyach of the oir abligvul, to give them the koyach to be mevadeh the nefesh habamis, which also would be bringing down oir abligvul into gvul. So we've pretty much answered most of our questions. We understand that even though every year you can have Tmimais, if you count Sfira properly, but a deeper level of Tmimais you only have in certain cases. What does Tmimais mean? Tmimais basically means Ritzoin Eshel Mokim. It means bringing together the Eirab Ligvul and the Eirab Gvul. Or bringing down Eirab Ligvul into Mokim, into the place, into Malakal Alman, into the place that is Mugbul by Mokim. So when you have Eisen Etzayin Shal Makim, when the Yidden do the Avodah in a manner that they draw down Ratzon into Makim, then you have Tmimais, because you have the Chibur, the combination, the bringing together of Eirab Ligvul and Gvul. When you have a year where you're counting the Omer according to the days of the week, that the days of Sfira are consistent with the days of the week, then in the days of the week, you also have a fusion of Gvul and Bli Gvul. Because as we said in Ois Zayin, that on the one hand Zman is Ischalkus. So since you're counting days, there is a sense of division. On the other hand, because it's days of the week, it's above division. Which Yimei HaChodesh, Yimei HaShana would be much more Ischalkus. Therefore, days of the week bring together Gvul and Bli Gvul. L'may L'may Ischalkus and Ischalkus. L'may L'may Azman and Zman. And therefore, you have this fusion. Therefore, it's considered to be mais. It's considered complete. Amazing. The only thing we still have to talk about is Yeshua and Shachriya. In other words, we already explained why a siman was necessary. In Eis Beis, the reason we bring a siman is because we want to tell you that we're not trying to say that you can't have tmimis at all, because tmimis kipshuta you have every year. It's only tmimis bepnimis and yanim that is dependent on Yeshua and Shachniya or on Eisin Sani Shalmakim. So that's why he brings a remes and doesn't just say it out clear, Bizman Shachol Pesach Shabbos or something similar to that. But the question is there a significance specifically to the simen of Yeshua and Shachniya? In the beginning of the Sikhi, he said, Yeshua and Shachniya is something that's the Mishmaris, so people don't know it necessarily, what the Mishmaris are. The Mishmaris came much later. Why does the Medrash choose to use Yeshua and Shachniya as the simen? So he's going to answer that in Oishches. This, based on all this, that the whole idea of Tmimais is Eisin Sinei Shel Makom, which is the Chibur of Eira Bli Gvul and Gvul. Now we can understand why the Medrash uses the Simen of Yeshua and Shachniya. Ki Simen Misamen Umerameis M'shachas Ritzeni is Baruch Be'ilameis Eisin Sinei Shel Makom. Because in the Simen you will also see this concept of drawing down the Ratzon of the Eibishter into the world, which is the idea of Eisin Sinei Shel Makom. The word Yeshua, Miloshen Yeshiacha, comes from the Loshen Yeshiacha, which means Hashem should help you. Shachniya comes from the word V'shachanti, I will dwell amongst you. U'Loshen Chassidus, B'negei L'Gilui Elokus, and it used the terminologies of Chassidus. With regards to Gilui Elokus, Yeshua, whom Miloshen Yeshua, salvation, deliverance. U'Miloshen Vayisha Havaye Alev V'machase. Vayisha literally means he turned. Hashem turned to accept Hevel and his mincha, his gift. So the word Yeshua comes from this idea of the Eibishter's acceptance, the Eibishter turning towards it. This is the concept of the bringing down, drawing down the Eir, the light, and the abundance of 370 lights that are mentioned in the Zohar. You look at the word Vayisha, Vav Yud, and then you have Shin Ayin. Shin Ayin is 370. So there's 370 Nehorin in mentioned in Zohar. That's what Vayisha is, bringing down the Eir of the Eibishter into the world. This means drawing down the level of Eir and Seif, HaMaitzil, which is above even the beginning on the highest levels of Atzilus and Ishtalshulus. Coming from outside, from beyond Atzilus and Ishtalshulus. Vahainu. So what does this mean? She Yeshua, Miloshen Yeshua, made out Chines Eir Shemayim Ishtalshulus. Yeshua is referring to Eir Shemayim Ishtalshulus, because Yeshua comes from Yeshua, which means salvation, so deliverance, which comes from the word of Vayisha, which is referring to the Yeridus Eir Vashefa of the Nishin Ayin Ohirin. So Vayisha means drawing down the Eir Shemayim Ishtalshulus. V'shachniya, the word shachniya sheikardayu shachin, which literally means a neighbor or someone dwelling nearby. Hukimoy shchina, which comes from the same word as shchina, shemeda alchinas alakus sheshechenes mislabeshas teichkolamin, referring to the level of alakus that dwells in the worlds. Shemeda alchinas. So Yeshua is seiviv, or the eish and malam ishtalshlus, and yishachniya is malakolamin eragvul. V'nimtza, shetzidif Yeshua v'shachniya, when you bring together Yeshua v'shachniya in a simen, You're bringing together the which is alluded to in the name Yeshua, and the Eilamala, which is alluded to in the name Shachniyah. Who dugma some shachas tzeinis berach from chinas makim, which is the same idea as the tzeinai shel makim bringing down otzin into makim. Valpiza yeshleimar. So this explains why the medrash uses this mashal, this simon. The reason that the Medrash uses this kvius, is mesamen, makes a simen of this kvius of Yeshua v'Shachniyah. What the Medrash is trying to say is that when is a tmimois, meaning to say, when do you have the tmimois mitzad at atzmam? You have them without the Eishin Etzayin Shul Makim. Gam Kasher Leish Nav Eid Eishin Etzayin Shul Makim. Hamanu Mezaz Bi Yeshua V'Shachniyah. Eishin Etzayin Shul Makim is alluded to in Yeshua V'Shachniyah because the Chibur of Yeshua V'Shachniyah is the idea of Eishin Etzayin Shul Makim. He wants to say that when you have Tmimais, meaning this without Yeshua V'Shachniyah, this kvius, when you don't have Yeshua v'Shachniyah serving between Pesach and Shavuos, meaning gam kasher lo yesh no aveda menumzes b'Yeshua v'Shachniyah, even when you don't have the aveda that's menumzes Yeshua v'Shachniyah, which is oisin etzayin shel makim chibur aved abligvul and eragvul. Nevertheless, our seven sabbases to sfiras eminim mitvimis mitad atzmam, they're still considered to be mois because they are going according to the order of the weeks, and the order of the weeks has inherently the chibur of erabligvul and eragvul. So this explains why the Medrash uses this simen, because it wants to bring out this nekuda that when do you have tmimois, even when you don't have Yeshua v'Shachniyah, you don't have Eisen Tzeinu Shel Makim, you still have tmimois in the because of the kviyos of the weeks. And now this has answered all of our questions. We now understand what the Medrash is trying to say, that there's a deeper level of tmimois. When is it tmimois? Either when you sell Eisen Tzeinu Shel Makim, because the whole idea of tmimois is to the chibur of erab ligvul and gvul, ritzoyne and ratzin and makim, seve v'memala. And you could either do that through Eisen Tzeinu Shel Makim, through Bimavara the Nefesh Abamis with the Kayacha, with Bechol Meidcha, which you do with the Kayacha in Seif that comes from Vala Meishtashlus, or in a year where the Kviyus is Bizman Shein Yeshua V'Shachniyah B'Neim, which means the Kviyus is that your Pesach is on Shabbos, and you're counting from Sunday to Shabbos, the days of the week, then you have the Maila, that the days of the week themselves have a chibur of L'mayla me'azman and zman, L'mayla me'ischalkus and ischalkus, L'mayla me'abligvul and gvul. So you already have this chibur of these two elements together, and therefore it's considered tmimois. And that's the pshat in the Medrash and in the two Midrashim, in Kehelis Rabba and in Vayikra Rabba, based on the understanding of Chassidus in what is truly the Aveda of Sfiras HaEmer, that it's all about Bidur Nefesh HaBamis, by using the Aveda of Bechol Me'idcha, by bringing down the Koyach Ein Seif into our Aveda. Once we understand what Sfiras HaEmer is truly all about, we understand how to make them tmimis through our Aveda, and how that sometimes we don't even need our Aveda. There's an automatic tmimis that comes just because of the Kviyos.